There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The FBI should have more information over the next several days about the suspected identity of the hackers and whether there was a state sponsor of it or not.
How about that? A movie canceled thanks to North Korea. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you haven't heard the story, let me tell you the tale. It's called The Interview. Seth Rogen, James Franco, two young hotshots. Shots out of Hollywood, kind of self-proclaimed pot smokers and slash actors, did a spoof on killing Kim Jong-un and doing the interview and going over to North Korea. Since then, Sony, who produced the movie, they've been hacked into. And one of the warnings was from this Guardian crew that the reason they were hacked into is because of this movie. Then there were threats of a 9/11 style attack at the premiere in New York, so they canceled that, and they've canceled the movie that was supposed to open on Christmas Day next week as a result of these threats. Makes you feel kind of creepy, doesn't it? I mean, we live in America, home of the free, land of the brave, and all of that, freedom of speech, whatever you think of someone's movie directing or taste in movies. And this was a rip on Korea in a tongue-in-cheek black comedy sort of way. They get wind of it, and the threats are enough that the decision at Sony is, yeah, we're not going to take that chance. We're not going to do it. AMC, Regal Theaters, they're not showing it. So then it becomes, the hackers are sitting here slowly dripping this information, these private emails from the Sony studios, which they're humiliating. They rip Adam Sandler for his movies that are formulaic. It's private conversations. They say Angelina Jolie is a mediocre actress and a spoiled brat because of something that she's doing. I mean, you get it. So it's like they just ripped open the veil. Salaries were released. People's health conditions were released because they were on a certain list that got circulated. So you get it. I mean, they jacked the company and they pumped the information out there, and the hackers are continuing to do that. So now Sony says, yeah, we're going to scrape it because the FBI connected North Korea definitely to the cyber attack. And in fact says it's pretty high up. So what do you think? Kim Jong-un said, I'm not going to have it. And so let's rally the troops and hack into this movie studio's site and do everything we can to bring it down. I mean, it's just crazy bizarreness. And it's crazy I'm starting with this because we could talk about Cuba and Obama completely going off the map and saying, hey, let's lift this embargo. Let's talk about this, Congress. Let's open the lanes. Let's have a consulate in Cuba. The Cubans in Miami are probably still talking. They've been talking all day long about this. And we'll get to it, trust me. But this thing with the interview, it so freaks me out when I think of North Korea. And what kind of power is this Kim Jong-un wielding when he's able to do that? I mean, the plot of the interview sounds like something that is just made up nonsense, you know. The CIA recruits two American journalists, this is the movie script, to assassinate the North Korean nut. And then it's all about comedy and hilariousness and, you know, that kind of yuck-yuck jokes. So, here's the thing. If And it is. It's a movie about the illegal assassination of an actual living person. So if the people at Sony were so concerned in the first place, why would they even have pumped any money into this project? I mean, why even go there? Why not just say, you know what, this script, it doesn't work because this guy's alive, whether we think it's funny and whatever, we know what could happen with North Korea. We distrust the situation or, you know, whatever. So, bottom line is Sony's secrets are out. The movie is scrapped, so whatever's going on with that, that's floating around. They're not even talking about releasing it on, it's not really DVD, streaming, digital, whatever, I guess call it digital. They're talking about not doing that, so how about it? I mean, what are they thinking at that studio in the first place? A lot of people are writing about that. Who's running the show? Give me a break. If his head's going to explode, we see what's happened with Dennis Rodman and his friendship with Kim Jong-un and the reaction to that. And some of the things that have happened to people who have been falsely accused of things and then, you know, put to work at some of the harshest prison camps you could ever imagine, including some Americans like Kenneth Bay. Remember Lisa Ling's sister got picked up, and boy, Clinton had to broker a deal to get her back, and they were concerned about what was going to happen there, that she was going to end up in a similar situation. So give me a break with all of this. All right, give me a break is what some people are saying when it comes to Cuba. Believe it or not, the president decides, why not? Why shan't? Let's have a consulate there in a few months. Let's talk about it. Let's get this going. It makes sense. Let's do it. Let's lift the embargo. 50 years in place. Time for a new day. And so we're going to do kind of a Bo Bergdahl prisoner swap. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, what's with the prisoner swaps? We're going to take your worst spies here in America that we have, and we're going to do an exchange for our innocent American. Yeah, let's get them back. Oh, and by the way, let's talk about having a consulate there in Cuba, and let's talk about lifting that embargo, and let's make it happen, baby. Let's do it. Let's get tourism going. Let's get those Cuban cigars flowing. Let's work on it. Let's do it. And remember, Raul Castro is the man in charge now. So maybe the feeling is, okay, Raul's really the guy. So this isn't Fidel, even though, yeah, he's still there. Let's make this move. So the Cubans in Miami feel like it's a slam to them and they're betrayed after how many of their family members were murdered. Grandparents, parents, whatever. Talk to any Cuban American, I guarantee they got a story. Ilian Gonzalez during the Clinton years, remember that? Sending Ilian Gonzalez back and how that kicked up massive controversy. Because knowing what happens when you live in Cuba. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, says Obama is the worst negotiator in the world in this Cuban prisoner swap. That it's ridiculous. Because an American, Alan Gross, was released in exchange for those Cuban spies. Oh, mio mio. Hang with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Talking about Sydney, Australia, our pal Jack Alexander giving us all the details from Australia. How do we see these so-called red flags? And what is it that we can do to defend ourselves, I guess, or certainly somehow figure out who the lone wolves are that we keep talking about, that and it keeps cropping up more and more here in the United States and, of course, in other parts of the world. Patrick Poole joins us now. He's a national security and terrorism correspondent for PJMedia.com. Patrick, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So you saw what happened in Sydney, and of course, details were slow coming out. And then when we realized what the deal was here, and now some of the stories that we've heard of his past and things that he had threatened people with and all that kind of stuff. So we come back to that same thing with the lone Islamist, jihadist kind of terrorist. So the question becomes, really, how can we see these things coming toward us?
Well, that's a fair question. I think that's one of the questions they're asking in light of this incident in Sydney. But as I've been pointing out here over the past couple of weeks and detailing, in virtually all of these terrorism cases, whether it's the United States or whether it was the two incidents up in Canada back in late October or now the Sydney incident, almost universally, all of these actors are already known to law enforcement at the time that that an incident actually happens, as was the case here in Sydney, where, in fact, the hostage taker, Sheikh Haran, was on bail on two separate felony charges, one in the murder of his ex-wife, who was stabbed and burned to death. And then the second case was he had more than 40 sexual assault charges pending. And in both these cases, he was on bail. And even the Prime Minister of Australia said today, you know, well, why was this guy out on bail? Well, I mean, you know, your Prime Minister, that's the question you need to ask. So time and time again, law enforcement knows who these guys are. They just, for whatever reason, I would argue it's a large measure of political correctness that the law enforcement authorities just won't act.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, saying that when you talk about political correctness, that's shocking. 50 counts of sexual assault, burning the ex-wife, that's crazy, and then dropping the ball on it. So political correctness, is it going to get us killed?
Well, in virtually all of these cases, it is getting people killed. You know, you have two victims in Sydney in the two incidents up in Canada. You had two army officers killed, one who was run over. Two were run over, one died, and then you had the shooting a couple days later right in front of Parliament at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And the litany of cases I've detailed at PJ Media here in the United States where, for instance, you know, Major Nadal Hassan, the Fort Hood killer, the FBI was reading his emails to Al-Qaeda cleric Anwar Awlaki in real time. And now we know the content of those emails after his court-martial trial. And we know that the very last email exchange was about him killing fellow soldiers and the religious justification for doing so. So, you know, a lot of these terrorism experts use this lone wolf, and politicians, by the way, and I'm a bipartisan critic in this regard, use this lone wolf moniker to try and throw up their hands and say, well, there's no way for us to know, you know, it's entirely random, and there's nothing we can do about it, so give us another $40 billion to help solve the problem. And that's just, at this point, it's just not enough. I think people are realizing that these government agencies who turned a blind eye to these guys, you know, in the case of Sheikh Haran in Sydney, I was speaking with a friend of mine who's a native of Sydney and asked him about it. And he heard that the reason why he was out on bail was because he was an Islamic cleric. In any other situation, he would be sitting in prison. So we need to... We have means to be able to address this problem, but because of political correctness, we've created these barriers and boundaries so we don't have to deal with the 800-pound gorilla sitting on the couch with us.
I like that, barriers and boundaries, which we need to tear those down. We're speaking with Patrick Poole, who is a national security and terrorism correspondent for PJMedia.com. And notice, too, a lot of these attacks and some of the things that are happening are getting bolder and bolder. Does it feel that way to you?
Absolutely. The operational tempo of these terrorist organizations, both in their operating areas and what they're saying about what they intend to do in our areas, you know, here in the American homeland or in Europe or in Canada or in Australia, I mean, things are increasing. We saw it today with the Tariqi Taliban bombing of the killing 100-some-odd students in northwest Pakistan today. And Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula bombed a school bus of schoolgirls and killed 20-some-odd schoolgirls in Yemen today. And the question that personally I ask is, when is it going to come here? All it takes is for one of these guys, a U.S. citizen who's fighting with these terrorist groups in Syria and or Iraq, returns home, and the Obama administration has established a policy that they're allowed to come home, and there's no penalty for them engaging in whatever acts. They can come home and commit an act of terrorism, and you know, the experts will all be wringing their hands yet again, saying, "Oh, you know, there was, you know, this was unpredictable. There's nothing we can do about it. Give us more money."
Yeah, and as you said, it's interesting. if you turn that equation around, you're right. It's like a smokescreen for sure, especially when you think of some of the things, you know, remember the whole dump of metadata and all the stuff that we found out about who was being tagged in the U.S., calls, all that other sort of thing, with the Ed Snowden release of information. And yet that's happening, but what, we can't keep tabs on somebody like Major Nadal Hassan, as you said, clearly disturbed, clearly they were looking at some of what he was writing, but yet then they didn't follow all the way through. I mean, there's somebody that they should keep a close eye on.
And it's important in the Major Hassan case. The FBI field office in San Diego, who was tasked with following Anwar Awlaki, they wanted to pursue the case, and it was FBI headquarters who came in and shut the investigation thing down. And after the Fort Hood incident, there was no repercussions in the FBI. All of those people who made those decisions got promoted. And the only people who were punished in the Major Nadal Hassan case were these low-level army people who, if they had even dared spoken out, I mean, we had video of Major Hassan giving his infamous PowerPoint presentation where he justifies killing his fellow soldier,
right,
ironically, and people being outraged. If any of those officers had spoken out against it, it would have ended their careers.
Wow.
Because they were being Islamophobes. I mean, this is the prison house of political correctness that's been built around this issue. And as we saw this week, as we saw today, it's getting people killed.
Yeah, so, Patrick, you think the answer is obviously you're writing about it. A lot of us are talking about it. The more it starts to marinate, perhaps we see a change. But, I mean, you're talking about really coming up against, as you said, some big barriers.
Well, you know, I spend about half my time in Washington, D.C., and the one thing that politicians respond to is heat. You know, if people just and you know, when I go around and speak to community groups, people immediately get this issue. I mean, it's not hard to figure out. I mean, it's basically the New York, D.C. media bubble, political media bubble, where they, you know, where they wring their hands and come up with all kinds of excuses. So unless the American people start turning up the heat on their politicians, and again, I'm a bipartisan critic in this regard, the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats with a lot of this stuff, it's going to continue happening, and one day it's going to end up being, elementary school in Peoria, Illinois, not Northwest Pakistan.
Yeah, boy, and that'd be a scary, sad, sad day. Patrick Poole, great stuff. We'll talk to you again. PJMedia.com. You can check him out there. Thanks.
Thank you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A lot of you shook up by this whole thing with an interview movie. It's called The Interview, that you probably weren't even going to go and see. Now you want to see it. Just because we live in the free land, and how is it that North Korea shuts down our system or has a studio so frightened they shut down a movie that they have been pumping out all over the place? And so all of you jumped on this, plus Cuba and a few other things, too. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, so Joseph says, Kate, I could care less about two punk pot smokers and a stupid movie called The Interview, but I'm with you. I care because how is it that an American studio is so threatened by North Korea as they hack into their system and expose them for the lunatics they are? How is it they're so threatened that they feel as though they have to pull a movie from the theaters and a big opening week when it's Christmas, as you so often say, when you're doing a cheap movie review, this is the time of the year people go to see movies. I am stunned that they are such chickens. Bawk, 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 bawk. He actually wrote that in parentheses. Well, here's the deal. They did get exposed. They did get embarrassed by the CEO, the president's personal emails, where they said all kinds of things about actors or salaries or, I mean, not everything was a pointed email, but so many of them were that were released, naturally. And this movie is about killing Kim Jong-un. Well, they certainly knew that. They went into creative and they went to give them money to make it and all that other sort of stuff. So it's not a shock. It's not a surprise that this is what the movie's about. What's surprising is they go through it, they make the movie, don't think anything of it, then they get hacked into, get huge headlines, stock drops a little bit, then they get threatened that there's going to be a 9/11 style attack. The FBI confirms, yeah, the hack did come from North Korea and pretty high up. And it's enough for them to say, yeah, we're not doing that. And because theaters, too, were saying they weren't going to run it. Because they're not going to take any chance. That's not some rambling fools. They don't want to leave any doubt that someone can go to a movie theater, watch the movie, and that's it. You know, they're not thinking that there's something else that's going to happen. But to me, the big thing is Sony makes the movie, pushes the movie out there, and then pulls it back. I mean, how many times have I seen commercials for this thing? I guarantee, and I'm not a huge TV watcher, I guarantee I've probably seen about 20 of them. Just in watching sports or some news thing or some documentary or whatever I was flipping around to, I saw the interviews. The interviews for the interview, because that was the name of the movie. So how about that? So North Korea has some power, don't they? Here's another person talking about the movie. This one from Roger. He says, Kate, I'm one of those millennials. Trust me, you got a bunch of fans out there. So Rogan and Franco, you're right, how they roll on these movies, The Neighbors and some others that they have made together. So they come up with a crazy idea about this interview thing, killing Kim Jong-un. Obviously, it's a laugher, a spoof, a whatever. And Sony certainly knew that. They wanted to cash in on Rogan and Franco, pump it out, as you would say, all over. And now they shelve it. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? I mean, it is crazy. The whole thing is crazy that there's this movie, then the word leaks out about the movie, then the next thing you know, the studio is hacked into, and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un supposedly had his tentacles maybe in this, because they said it went pretty high up, but good luck trying to prove that. Now, the president said, cyber attack is serious, and we're investigating. The FBI said it was North Korea. He's saying we'll be vigilant and all that kind of stuff. But then he says, you know, go to the movies. Go to the movies without fear. Don't worry about it. Despite the hacker's threats about this controversial film, he says Americans should go to the movies. How about that? I'm going to do one more. This one from Thomas, who says, Kate, you know, maybe it's because of the conversation, but I actually was going to bust out some bucks and go and see Rogan's offering, but now I can't even go. And I have seen the trailers. I have seen it. It actually looks funny. You've talked about Kim Jong-un. You made fun of Kim Jong-un and the whole leadership in North Korea before. I remember a parody you did on your show, and now they get the best of Sony, embarrass them, and they decide, okay, after doing the financial and personal information being revealed and the scare of the opening, the premiere, if you will, in New York, we're just going to pull back on this. So, yeah, they link the hackers to the Sony. They leaked the hackers of Sony, what happened with Sony, to North Korea, for sure. But, yeah, it seems ridiculous, doesn't it? It does seem ridiculous. So North Korea wins, is what it is. They win. That's why the president's saying, oh, yeah, we take it seriously, but go to the movies. Go to the movies. they win. They got the movie shut down, pretty much, is what, if that's what they were trying to do, they certainly got it shut down. And I never did a North Korea parody. We did make fun of Kim Jong-un all the time because he was on my Fearless Five. I had a five list, and he was like number three on the list. It was Hugo Chavez. It was Castro. And he was third on the list. And then I had a couple other people on the list too that have since slipped away from our world. But yeah, but no parody. My five, I did make fun for sure. So then Cuba comes up on the radar, and here are a couple of from the Cuban point of view. This one from Francisco, he says, "Hola, Ms. Delaney. I've listened to you for a while since you've been on in Sarasota. You do have a fan club. I've heard other people say that. Please let us know again when you are coming down to these parts. I know you've talked about family relationships and ties to Cuban Americans, and I have to say it's just such a slap in the face. And I am a Democrat. I have friends that are Republicans and Democrats that have Cuban blood, Cuban American blood. They all remember the stories from their families. In fact, some of them lost family members. So I think it would be a slap in the face to lift this embargo. I think it would be ridiculous to have a consulate there. Let's put it that way." Yeah, a few people have said that. And now that I'm thinking of it, my sister-in-law's family, too, has some Cuban ties. And I just saw them not too long ago. You know, they're talking about the cigar trade in Tampa. Really, that's where things were hot and heavy. That used to be ground zero for the whole cigar thing in the United States, not Miami. People always think Miami. So easing up restrictions for visitors, that's what would happen here. So there would be, you know, now I could go, journalists could go, researchers can go, educators can go, performers can go, but the public could go. Americans already are traveling there. There's over 100,000 a year. That's what the Cuban government statistics show from the passports. And then after Obama started easing some of the restrictions on the travel, making it easy for Americans to visit family members, and then 2011 announcement that there would be other types of trips, well, then there were more Americans that went over. But now we're talking about just totally let's be friends. Let's do export, import, whatever we're going to do. We're going to just lift the embargo and all bets are off. So, yeah, the travel ban to Cuba has been circumvented, but the ban lifted by Congress is not likely. Although Hillary Clinton, who is going to run for president, let's face it, she's saying she backs Obama 100% on this thing. And I wonder about that. I question that, where you have enough Democrats, you have enough Republicans. This is a bipartisan deal that they're saying no. So anyway, visitors can return to the U.S. with Cuban cigars. Cuban rum is allowed. Americans are going to be able to return with up to $100 worth of alcohol or tobacco. And they're only allowed for personal use, not for resale. So that's the whole thing about the embargo before. I think of these, and this Cuban exchange, this Cuban prisoner exchange, you know, you have Alan Gross, who was freed as part of that deal for the Cuban spies in the U.S. And I think it's a slippery slope. I don't know. I do. I think that, in my view, maybe might be colored from the people that I know and the things that have happened to them, but I'm going to say it's risky. All right, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hang with us.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi. I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Yes, indeed. It is holiday time. So that means what? Are you running around, scurrying around? Happy Hanukkah to people who are listening and celebrating Hanukkah. I have a lot of friends who sent me great pictures of their menorahs and whatnot. And I told this story before. You know, I had a great friend we went to school with, and I was so, you know, when you're a kid at 5, 6 years old, that he was getting presents every single day. And I just kept thinking, wow, presents every day instead of in just one fell swoop. What's that all about? That sounds pretty good to me. Because when you're a kid, that, you know, that's what you're processing. Those sitting on Santa's lap or whatever. And he had a different reality than mine. I thought it was very, very, very interesting. Hey, so we just got off of the mailbag and talking about North Korea and this whole hack that Sony was hacked into from North Korea. For sure, that's been verified by our FBI. How about stopping this picture? It's just the craziest thing. And I wanted to mention this, segging from North Korea to the Caribbean. How about that for a whirlwind tour? We were at the beginning of the year in 2014. You know, we're taking a look back at some of our interesting things that we did in 2014, people we talked to. Remember, we went to Grenada, and we were the show was at a virologist conference. And one of the things the doctors there told me, look out for this chikungunya, the virus that we're starting to see it crop up, and it's going to explode by the end of the year. And boy, weren't they right on it. It's called bending. It's sort of its nickname is bending over in pain. And there is no treatment or vaccine. It has infected about 1 million people, 155 fatally since it spread into the Americas about a year ago. And it's a mosquito-borne thing, and it's been diagnosed in travelers returning back from countries in Asia and Africa where it's very widespread. In December of 2013, the first people infected by the mosquitoes local to the area were reported on the first island of St. Martin. And then the outbreak got even bigger after that. So there have been a couple in Florida. There was concern about that with all the people traveling from Caribbean countries and whatnot. But see, you know, this is the whole deal with viruses. It's so frightening. The mosquitoes, how it can get, the virus can get in your bloodstream, picked up by the mosquitoes when they bite, and then they carry it. And it shows no signs of leaving as this, the conditions where it's coming up are perfect for it, this spread. So the question is, coming up with a vaccine and a way to get rid of this thing, and the immunity among the people living in the Americas is not great. You heard me say 1 million people. So is it something to be concerned about? Well, it's rarely fatal, but the burden on hospitals and the health services and the impact is crazy. And so the number of high cases overloads them. 20 to 30% of the cases are chronic. So symptoms like arthritis and other kind of rheumatic manifestations lead to, you know, other physical disabilities, which is terrible. There are effects psychologically because people become depressed and exhausted. That's not a good thing. So now think about work. Think about school attendance. Think about economies. This chikungunya can be devastating. It is devastating. So how about that? One of the big things that we did, we went to Grenada in February, the beginning of February, and we talked about viruses. We talked about what was happening on ships. We talked about chikungunya. We talked about the flu. We talked about all kinds of things when it came to viruses. And now we're seeing it come back around again. I think the world is still kind of reeling from what happened in Pakistan the other day. The Pakistan attack, just one of the most heinous things to see the little innocent kids who are, I saw maybe three or four of them in the picture with their father leaving the school, and just so wide-eyed. It just left such an impression on me. You know, that look of panic, terror, I can't believe it kind of look on a really young kid's face. And after they so cold-bloodedly, the Taliban went in and just gunned down these kids. It's terrible. And they ambushed the school in Peshawar. They had explosives strapped to their bodies. They burst into the auditorium. The kids were there. They were taking exams. They sprayed the bullets. 132 kids dead. Little tiny baby coffins. Now, this is the Army Public School and Degree College. There's about 1,500 altogether, but 1,100 students, a lot of staff, and you know, the ones that went under the bench, the ones that got lucky. They say the militants, I keep calling them militants, the Taliban, they were shouting, God is great, and all that kind of stuff, you know, Allah Akbar, all of that. And so there you go. And kids came out of the school, and this is the saddest thing. And I saw some of these photographs where they were drenched in blood. And there were, and I mean, that's so many, 130-some. So there were bodies on top of each other. I mean, children dying because of this. Just, I mean, the casualties. It just doesn't begin to wrap your mind around this. Imagining that nightmare, imagining living that kind of life. And this was a car that exploded behind the school as a ruse to get the guards' attentions and get them out of the way. And that's exactly what happened. So they got over the walls. The Taliban gunmen walked through where the kids were. And that was it. They had so much ammunition, said it could have lasted for days. And they weren't expecting to come out alive. The kids that were killed, most of them were between 12 and 16 years old. And here's the thing. There was a moratorium on the death penalty in terror cases. But the prime minister, it was frustrated by that, has talked about lifting the moratorium. And instead, because of what's happened here, saying, yeah, we can't do this anymore. We have to lift that. These are innocent kids in their school, and they have no place in this. And that's what's the most horrible thing about this. But it also shows you, if you're thinking the Taliban's safe, no such thing. The Taliban in Afghanistan, who are pretty closely affiliated with the Pakistanis, criticized the killing of women and children against Islamic teachings. And that's what you would think. So that's the other reason why that was one of the crazier things to see, because that really, they're really trying to spread the opposite word that this isn't what we do, and then yet they go and do it. And here we are at the tail end of the year, and you see the coffins coming out of the, coming down the streets, and it was 130 plus. It's just, absolutely awful. And then you've got the Australians still trying to make sense of what happened to them. You even have the Australian Prime Minister who said, is this the best we can do when we've got somebody who we know was a problem maker who should never have been out on the streets being able to do what he could possibly do? And the Prime Minister basically denounced it and said that he's not going to rest until he's confident that the people in Australia are as safe as any government can possibly make you. Because Australians are feeling a little traumatized after the Lindt Cafe became the home to all those hostages for 16 hours. 16 hours with this fake sheikh who didn't care if he lived or died, it was apparent, but he was going to take some people out with him, and sure enough, he did. Ooh, depressing. If you have any thoughts on the show, you can always send them to me at americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact.
with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.